This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a discussion going on in Missouri among electricity regulators, utilities, renewable energy advocates, and consumers. It's about how electricity can be produced and stored closer to the user. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman has more.
When you turn on a light switch, that electricity flowing in was likely produced at a large energy plant, then traveled through transmission lines to a lower voltage distribution network, and finally into your home. But there's a push to produce electricity closer to home, creating smaller grids that are connected to, but less dependent, on the larger grid. It's a concept called distributed energy resources.
Distributed energy resources are smaller energy sources, such as microgrids, energy storage technologies, maybe small wind or solar development projects.
Natelle Dietrich is staff director of the Missouri Public Service Commission, which regulates the state's investor-owned utilities. The commission kicked off a dialogue on distributed energy resources earlier this year by asking for stakeholders to file comments, and it's holding a workshop later this month. At Renew Missouri, an organization promoting renewable energy, Executive Director James Owen is heartened by the move. Calls it a pretty progressive concept in this state.
Missouri's not going to look at Colorado and California and say, oh yeah, we're going to be like that.
But Owen says change is coming to the energy industry even here, in part because consumers are asking for it.
I think that's what the marketplace is demanding. You see a lot more customers saying, I want to use solar. I want to be able to use wind. I want to have some options because I think this might be cheaper, or I think I might have some more control over this.
St. Louis-based utility Ameren says it is getting those questions from customers. They have roughly a million in Missouri. Steve Wills, Ameren's director of rates and analysis, says the utility is testing how to connect to smaller grids with its own technology application center in Champaign, Illinois.
Where we've got solar panels, wind turbines, natural gas generation and batteries all coordinated, and they do provide that microgrid functionality. They can completely island themselves or disconnect from the grid.
That ability to disconnect smaller grids could help Ameren isolate problems, such as a power outage during a storm. But Will says Ameren will need to make big investments in order to connect with microgrids and not only send power to them when they don't have enough, but take power off their hands when they produce too much. And he says there's a regulatory hurdle. Ameren can make those investments, but the utility has to wait nearly a year before it can raise rates on customers to help pay for them.
So if you start making large investments, those investments aren't reflected in your rates, so you're not recovering those costs. And then, like, there's an 11-month process, so you're going to spend at least a year incurring costs that you have no opportunity to recover.
The utility is asking for some legislative reform to that process that would allow it to raise rates as it makes major investments, not after.
I think we have regulation for a reason.
Jeff Mark is chief economist with the Office of Public Counsel, which represents utility customers before the Missouri Public Service Commission. He says Ameren would still likely make those investments under the current regulatory structure, but it might mean customers have to wait a little longer for microgrids and other new technology.
I don't think most people would characterize Missouri as necessarily a first mover, but that's not necessarily a bad thing either. I would argue that, you know, we have learned a lot by taking a more measured response to our regulation, and ratepayers as a whole generally benefited from that approach.
The Public Service Commission says at this point it's in the information gathering stage on distributed energy resources, which could eventually lead to new rules or policy. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.